This is Andrew Metrick at the Center for Strategic International Studies, and I'm joined today by Sam Brannan, Senior Fellow at the International Security Program here at CSIS. Sam, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy to do it.
What do you think about the future role of logistics in the military going forward from the combat logistics resupply mission all the way back to some of the arsenal missions, and where can unmanned systems sort of fit in that? And even expanding it outwards to things such as TRANSCOM and the potential for cargo unmanned aerial vehicles.
You know, we didn't go deep on sort of future potential roles and missions for unmanned, but we did recommend that, in fact, the Department of Defense stand up a, for lack of a better word, a joint defense unmanned systems office that would conduct exactly that kind of research and analysis. I think decision makers today in the Pentagon simply are not presented with the facts surrounding unmanned technology. They don't know what roles and missions it's best suited for and what roles and missions manned are better suited for. They don't know what the actual costs are. A lot of times it's an apples and oranges comparison. You can't get to an apples and apples comparison of actual life cycle costs of these systems, including the personnel tail relatively. And that's another good point, which is that in terms of combat systems, sometimes the personnel tail is actually greater for the unmanned variant, so you have to look at whether it's worth it and whether you get other special attributes out of it, for instance, long loiter or not putting people directly in harm's way.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Sam.